Welcome to Clean Eve Podcast. I'm your host, Crystal Jung. After being chronically ill for 7 years, told I would no longer walk, was born with a genetic nerve condition, had chronic Lyme and Hashimoto's disease, I know what it's like to be sick, and I know what it's like not to have answers. I tried dozens of doctors and dozens of treatments, but in the end, I was able to heal myself naturally. This podcast is to let you know that your body can heal. Welcome back to episode 30. I am so excited today, you guys, because today we are going to talk about the power of ice baths. Yes, you heard that right. Taking an ice bath is really powerful. And I'm super excited to just share all of the benefits of taking an ice bath. Now, you might be thinking, now, is she really saying getting into a bath with ice in it? Yes, that is what an ice bath is. It's when you're getting in a bath that is not warm and cozy, but it's cold, freezing, and it has ice in it. Now, as someone who has been taking baths her entire life, this sounds so strange to me to even be doing a podcast on this. Because if you knew me and you were like my BFF, you would know that I'd rather take a warm bath than a shower. I'm just that person. And I'm also that person that does not like the cold. Like, I am not a fan of the cold. If you were to say, okay, what's your favorite season? I would say summer or fall, but I just love the summer. If you said, okay, what vacation do you want to go on? Do you want to go, skiing, or do you want to go to the beach? I would say beach, beach, beach. Like, I would love to own a house on the beach. I even own an infrared sauna. You guys probably already know that if you've been listening to my podcast. Warmth is my friend, and I have dealt with being cold for almost my entire life. And, you know, some people might be like, oh, is that because you're a thyroid? Well, yes, and then no. So yes, I did used to have Hashimoto's disease, and definitely I dealt with cold in that regard. But I have a neurological nerve condition that causes me to be more cold, which is called CMT. So I'm giving you this long intro about how I hate the cold so much, but I'm in love with ice baths. And I can't believe I'm saying that. And you're probably thinking, what? Okay, what happened? What happened for me to be in love with ice baths? Well, I knew about the power of ice baths. Oh gosh, it's probably been like so many years, you guys, because my husband and I learned about this famous Dutch extreme athlete who's broke a lot of records because of cold exposure, and his name is Wim Hof. And he is also called the Iceman because he's known for braving really extreme temperatures. And he also encourages others to push their bodies to the limit in order to reach their best mental capacity. Now, what's fascinating about Wim Hof is that he lost his wife in 1995 from suicide. And he was so in love with her, and she dealt with a lot of mental illness. And after that, he was inspired to find new methods to cope with, mental illness. And yes, that is one of the health benefits of doing ice baths. Now, he's a pretty incredible guy. When my husband first learned about Wim Hof, we watched an interview, and he was practically, naked. I mean, he had swim trunks on, but it looks more naked, I guess you could say, when you are walking in snow that way. You know what I mean? It's not like he had like a beach around him. We'd be like, oh, that's normal. But no, he is walking around the snow in his swim trunks, and he goes up this mountain, and then he gets into a river and he sits in this ice or icy water, a better way of saying it. And we were just blown away. And then we watched him train other people to do the very, you know, same thing. And then the next thing you know, he is like teaching this certain way of breathing, because that's really the most important thing when you're going into an ice bath, is to breathe, because you feel like you're going to die. And you're probably thinking, what? Now, why would you want to do this? Exactly. There is a reason why. And I'm going to share that right now. So the benefits of regular ice baths is physical recovery. So the ice baths can change the way your fluids, like your lymph flow through your body. Because your vessels constrict because of the cold, and then they open back up when your body warms up after the ice bath. And this process helps flush metabolic waste from your body, while it also is getting oxygen and nutrients to your muscles. And this also helps lower inflammation after doing like intense physical exercise. Now, another incredible benefit is that cold temperatures can stimulate your brown fat tissues throughout your body. And you're probably thinking, what? Anything with fat, I don't want it to stimulate, right? I don't want it to be increased in my body. But brown fat helps your body to generate heat as it burns off white fat. So brown fat is more of your friend, by the way, and white fat we do not want. And regular ice baths will help prevent you gaining a bunch of weight. So that's awesome. It also increases your parasympathetic activity. And this is because your body is adjusting to the cold. Your vagus nerve is stimulated, which is connected to many of your important organs. And this results in positive effects, which can really help fight anxiety, depression, and gut problems. Ice baths also help increase your PGC1 alpha protein, which helps your mitochondria. And that is very important at fighting sickness and diseases like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and type 2 diabetes. So now I'm going to share with you my own experience with ice baths. So I am new to this, you guys, but I am so thrilled with the results that I'm getting that I had to do this podcast. I mean, like I said, I knew about it years ago and I didn't do it because I was afraid. I was afraid of being too cold. And that's exactly what happens. You will be too cold. And I thought, well, I just can't do it. I'm special because I'm one of those people that hates being cold, and I can't do it. I even knew of individuals who had chronic Lyme disease, and they would go to Germany and they would get this crazy, I don't even know how to explain it. It's some sort of method where they make them really, really hot and then really, really cold. And this stress on the body helps people heal from chronic Lyme disease. Now, anytime you are putting, you know, stress on your body in low doses, this is called hormesis. You know, that's a new word for me, you guys. And now that is a new word probably for you. And what they have found is that exposure to hormetic stress can help boost your body's functioning and help you build tolerance to greater stresses. Now, I never knew it was called hormesis, but I've always said that it's quite fascinating. I think I actually said that in another podcast, that when you do stressful things to your body, like water-only fasting or ice baths or exercising, that it can produce some of the greatest health results. It's really fascinating. It really is. Now, what made me do ice baths now? Well, my husband was running downstairs on a Saturday morning and quickly grabbing some ice from our fridge. And I thought, why is he acting weird? I thought, this is strange. He's running downstairs and he's acting like something's really urgent. Like he's getting this ice. And I go upstairs and he's like, oh, I'm doing an ice bath. And I'm thinking, what? Why is he doing an ice bath suddenly? Like we've known about this for years. And then suddenly he's like, I'm going to do it. And he's like, do you want to do it with me? And I said, yeah. I mean, it just hit me. I was like, yeah, I do. He said, well, we're going to get in the sauna first. We're going to get really hot. And then we're going to jump in the ice. And I thought, well, hey, that makes sense. You know, get really warm. And then in my head, I thought, okay, I can do it. I can do it. So we got in my infrared sauna and put it to 130 degrees. And I sat there until I was really warm, internally. And I had my first ice bath. And I think I lasted for 1 minute. And I did dunk my head in the water. And when I got out, you guys, the best way to describe it is this joyful high. Like, I know you're probably thinking, hi, what? What do you mean? Did you do drugs before? No, actually, I've never done drugs, but it's a natural high. You know, as a child, when you're hot and it's a hot summer day and then you jump in that cold pool and then you're giggling and you're just so happy. Well, you obtain that when you do an ice bath and you get out. It's just amazing. And right when I got out, I said, you know what? I feel like my limbs are just open. It almost feels like after riding a roller coaster ride, because I remember riding a roller coaster about 2 years ago with my daughter in North Carolina and just thinking, whoa, I feel like something's clear. And I said, I bet it does something for your limb system. And sure enough, when I did the research, that is exactly what it does. It helps release those toxins in your body, the cold. And then once you get up and you warm up, it releases them. And I also said to my husband, I bet this helps your hormones. And that is also another health benefit. It really does help regulate hormones. So if you're having hormone issues, that's just another great health benefit. And the rest of the day, I just had so much energy. I was like, wow. I told my husband, okay, we've got to do this more. So we started doing that every Saturday for the past, I think it's been like 3 to 4 weeks. We've been doing ice baths. And now, you know, I can do one longer for 3 minutes. And I must say it's addicting. It gives you energy. You have this joy. You know, if you're down or maybe you're just a little sad, an ice bath really will help that. And that is why Wim Hof, the famous Iceman who lost his wife of suicide, wanted to see how he could help with mental illness. So this is fantastic if you are dealing with mental illness or depression. You might want to start doing ice baths. Now, you don't have to do ice baths. You could still get benefits from a 30-second cold shower, and that is going to be still beneficial to your hormones. Will it be as good as an ice bath? No, but you still will obtain health benefits. I'm actually going to start doing that as well, but I'm just really in love with the whole shock factor of what an ice bath does to my body. Now, there's also a thing called cryotherapy that people love to do. And you can probably find one in your town. And it's almost like, I don't know, I'm trying to explain. You know what an infrared sauna is, right? It's like this heated little cabin. Well, imagine it being the exact opposite. So you're going into this place and pretty much you're getting frozen for 3 minutes. Cryotherapy will give you a lot of health benefits, and it's great because you can just get a membership in your town and you could go, I think, you know, how often you want, or you could buy some sort of package deal. But that's why a lot of athletes will go to cryotherapy to, recover quicker. And some of them actually own their own cryotherapy in their house. Now, one thing I've learned about doing ice baths is that your breath is so important. Because when you get into that ice bath, you feel like you're dying. It's almost like an anxiety attack. And some people might be like, what? Because you're like, oh my gosh, you know? But once you catch yourself and you say to yourself, listen to your breath. And, you know, I got training in meditation, and so I know how to listen to my breath. And you guys, it doesn't take a rocket scientist. Literally, you don't need to even get training like I did on meditation. You simply listen to your breath. Now, Wim Hof is really famous in a particular breathing technique that is fantastic for doing ice baths. And I highly recommend you going through his method if you can do that. You can actually get certified. You could even go visit him. I mean, there's just so much benefits to his method because, wow, he is incredible. He has such an amazing method that they actually have researchers that are studying him constantly in his Wim Hof method because people are reversing chronic disease from his breathing techniques. I know, it's wild, like chronic Lyme. They even had some scientists put endotoxin with bacteria in his veins, and he showed how through his meditation that he could fight sickness. And that's because he claims he can control his autonomic nervous system, and that has an immune response that will allow him not to get sick. And the researchers were just blown away because he never got sick. So his meditation is really powerful. And if you want to learn more about meditation, listen to The Power of Meditation. But your body is in a fight or flight situation when you are breathing really heavy or you're having anxiety, like right when you jump into the ice bath and you're like, oh, you know, I'm gonna die, you know. So you learn to relax, you have to talk to yourself, you have to breathe. And I don't even know the Wim Hof method, I just know to listen to my breath because of the meditation I learned, and it really did serve me. You can actually see a video that I posted on my Instagram page where at first I'm like, and then slowly I edited the video because I don't want y'all to have to, you know, go through all that. I am breathing. And you can hear my husband saying, yes, breathe. And I'm like, and then slowly I can just relax. And then you kind of just rest into the cold water. And I noticed when I got out that I wasn't shivering. I wasn't, like, you think you would be shivering and you would be, oh, I'm so cold, I'm so cold. But no, it's like your body learns to adjust. And this is really powerful. And this allows you to adjust to everyday life better as well, just like I was saying earlier. I want to read some of these reviews of people doing the Wim Hof method and taking, you know, cold therapy. So this one guy says, after 8 months of daily Hofing, puffing, and cold showers, I can claim to be cured of my 5-year burnout. Not having had a single cold or flu, my sore knee is working perfectly again, which was very painful the last 2 years. It's like a miracle, and I'm really grateful that our paths crossed. So that's what he's talking about, Wim Hof. Now this guy says, Wim, I hope to train with you someday. I love to jump into that cold water and climb that mountain with you. Your method has truly helped me with my arthritis. I am no longer taking Humira injections for my symptoms, and I'm controlling it with breathing, cold showers, and ice baths. Now, isn't that amazing? Here's another good review. I would have paid $10,000 for this, but that would not be enough because this has changed my life. I feel like I have taken Valium, yet I am supercharged. As a clinical psychologist, my days can be very stressful. This is a stillness inside me now, and what I am really amazed by is the peace that lasts. Yeah, pretty incredible stories, right? And that does not even touch what I have read, you guys. I also read this gentleman who had a blog where he lost, you know, 70 pounds, and it was through ice bath and diet, and how he said it just changed his life and he looks so healthy. It's just incredible. And that's because it raises your metabolism. It gets rid of that, helps get rid of the white fat. But then just the overall feeling of joy, it just that you obtain, and just helping with depression and have that clarity in mind. It's, to me, it's unbelievable. I told my husband, I said, honey, this is definitely, I would say, one of my top favorite health things, you know, because there's, you know, I've tried so many things. I mean, look at all the episodes I've done and I've shared with you guys. I would say number one would be water-only fasting. And number two would be ice baths. Now, I'm not putting it in that order saying, okay, water fasting is number one compared to ice baths. Actually, I'm just saying these are two things equally that are just incredible. Like, I really feel like ice baths could change some people's lives. Yeah, and I just went to the grocery store. We would just grab like 17 pounds of ice. And, you know, I think last week I got like 3 17 pounds of ice. So yeah, you just, you know, put it in your tub and you can kind of measure it if you want. I'm going to start using some sort of temperature gauge because they said 50, you know, degrees between 50 and 59 is really good. But you just want to get cold, you guys. You know, your goal is just to get really cold. There's some people that will have it down to an art. You know, okay, it has to be this cold and I have to sit in this long. But you, like I said, you could get a really cold shower and there's been studies that you're still going to gain really good health benefits. Another idea is to take a cold bath. Now, Russell Brand, the famous podcaster, talks about how he likes to take a cold bath versus a cold shower because he doesn't like, you know, like half of his body kind of getting wet with, you know, it feels like rain, you know, that's cold. And I get that. I hate cold showers. So I kind of like his idea better. So he said he did a 30-day challenge where he just took cold baths in the morning and he did it with a friend and he said it was life-changing. And at first he was shivering and he was, you know, felt very weak, and now he could go into a cold river and he feels like it's the one thing he can just be tough about and know that he's, you know, great at. So it did transform him. He said it just really helped him. So I'm thinking about doing the same thing, doing like a 30-day cold bath challenge. If you guys are interested in maybe doing that all together, definitely DM me on my Instagram because I want to see. If you guys want to do it as a group, we could definitely do it. I think it would just be so fun to do it as a group and we could share the health benefits that we're seeing in our life. And yeah, I do think in our family, the next goal is to get some sort of ice container that we could just do ice baths regularly. We might buy an ice machine. I don't know. There are some products out there that are pretty amazing that I would love to get. But we'll see. We'll see. Right now, we are just doing ice baths once a week. But I know actually of a psychologist that takes daily ice baths. And the reason why he does that is because he's dealing with so many people's dark trauma. That can be a lot for an individual. And, you know, you come home and yeah, you know, you are trained to deal with someone's trauma and you're trying to help them, but it can be really heavy. And an ice bath, it could really help with that. So I understand why he takes daily ice baths. Now, one of your questions might be is, well, do I have to get hot first to do an ice bath? No, you don't. I mean, you don't have to get hot first. Actually, a lot of the methods I have seen have really done ice baths first, by the way. Then they get into an infrared sauna. And sometimes they will do it, you know, again, you know. So they'll do ice bath, sauna, ice bath. So the first time we did it, we did sauna, ice bath, sauna, and then ice bath. So yeah, it's the hot, cold, but just doing the cold, you don't have to do the hot. You're going to receive all those health benefits that I told you. And sauna is just another next level health benefits that you will achieve.
Thanks for listening today. I am honored that you are my guest and I hope you walk away encouraged. You can subscribe to this podcast. Please leave a good review if you'd like. Share it with a friend that needs encouragement. You can follow me on Instagram or TikTok at Clean Eve. And please be encouraged to know that your body can heal. The information on this podcast is not medical advice. Please do not make any changes to your health or stop any medication without talking to a medical professional first.